Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 74 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Tanner Boyd.
Wait, it's not tapered off. We're still seeing it. He's walking in. If somebody gets to decide we're not going to say make an appointment, we're going to say get in here. We'll give it to you right now.
Gateway District Health Department officials say the area's vaccination rate is holding strong. New OSHA guidelines from President Biden will impact Kentucky workplaces. Meanwhile, Moorhead State University has been named in the top 25 public regional universities in the South. And flood damage from storms in July still have many Kentucky families displaced. In sports, Rowan Volleyball will be on the road this evening, but Luke has the stock report and a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows around 64. We'll have a complete check of your region's extended forecast after this news. COVID-19 cases are continuing to surge in the Commonwealth, but officials with the Gateway District Health Department say more and more people are continuing to get vaccinated. The noticeable uptick in shots became apparent in the weeks leading up to the new school year, and there have been no signs of slowing down. The department has been feeling the fatigue shared by healthcare workers throughout the industry, but there is hope the vaccination rate will increase even more if the Pfizer vaccine is approved by the Food and Drug Administration for children ages 5 to 11. Gregory Brewer is the department's public health director. He says there were some hurdles to jump when first acquiring that vaccine that slowed the process at the time.
The vials had lots of doses, and you had to have a storage capacity, a special kind of refrigerator, freezer, and so we decided to go on the down low on that till it we could re-drug our feet for a couple weeks. And so now we are able to get those and able to, you know, store them now. But it's like a $3,000 refrigerator, so we just kind of backed up on that a little bit.
Brewer says anyone wanting to receive a vaccine can do so at any of the department's offices in Bath, Elliott, Menifee, Morgan, or Rowan counties. Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Pfizer vaccines are all available, and no appointment is necessary. A Kentucky school district is mourning the loss of another employee due to the coronavirus. WMKY's Lakin Hupp has the story.
Lee County School Superintendent confirmed the school lost their elementary counselor, Rhonda Estes, due to COVID-19. WKYT reports this is the third employee the school has lost this year because of the virus. Last week, Bill Bailey, a custodian at the school, passed after having COVID-19 complications. And back in August, instructional aide Heather Antle died after contracting the virus. Lee County officials are hopeful that the people will start taking precautions and get vaccinated. For WMKY News, I'm Lakin Hupp.
National Guard members are now on the job at UK Healthcare's medical storage facility. Five of more than 400 Guard members who have been dispatched to Kentucky hospitals begin gathering and packing supplies at the warehouse off College Way Monday. The facility feeds all UK hospitals and clinics throughout the state, and like those facilities, it's an all-hands-on-deck situation. UK is now at around 144 COVID patients, down slightly from highs last week, but still heavily taxing for the system. Vice President for Hospital Operations Colleen Swartz says the expectation is that the influx of patients will stay steady in the coming days.
So our hospital system and the clinics are full. So it has been a stretch, and I think the staff are tired. I think they're disappointed that we thought we were sort of seeing a light at the end of the tunnel in July, and here we are back at a very high level of COVID.
For now, UK remains among the nearly 70% of Kentucky hospitals facing system staffing shortages. UK Healthcare is among the hospital systems that have mandated COVID-19 vaccinations for employees, but the rule is yet to result in any terminations. Swartz confirms some workers, around 10 or 15, have quit over the requirement, but no one has been fired over the issue. She says she's surprised when healthcare workers defer vaccination.
We see the impacts firsthand, day in and day out, especially our team in the critical care areas have seen the devastation that COVID can create.
Swartz says UK is still working to review the vaccine documentation for its thousands of employees. Healthcare providers throughout the state have varied in their compliance and disciplinary actions surrounding COVID vaccination mandates. The Lexington Herald Leader reports staff have been fired over vaccine refusal in one of the state's hardest-hit hospitals, St. Clair Regional Medical Center in Moorhead. Baptist Health has notified employees they will be terminated for failure to comply with the mandate. Kentucky's largest healthcare providers joined forces in August to announce what the governor called a, quote, unified front in favor of universal vaccination rules in their facilities. Earlier this month, President Biden announced new COVID-19 rules which will impact Kentucky workplaces. WMKY Shamari Mosley has that story.
President Biden has ordered the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration to develop rules requiring all employers with 100 or more workers to ensure their workforce is fully vaccinated or mandate COVID-19 testing for unvaccinated employees on a weekly basis. The rules will impact state and local workers in 26 states, including Kentucky. According to LEX18, the strategy is all an effort to fight the Delta variant that continues to overwhelm hospitals across the country. The highly contagious Delta variant is behind the spike in cases across the state. Kentucky has recently emerged as a national coronavirus hotspot with one of the highest rates of new virus cases. On Friday, the state reported 5,133 new COVID-19 cases and 45 more virus-related deaths. Fewer than 100 adult ICU beds available for the second straight day, which is a first for the pandemic. For WMKY News, I'm Shamari Mosley.
And we'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Ohio nursing homes reported more shortages of nursing assistants than any other state during the pandemic, highlighting a decades-long problem. An analysis of data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services show Ohio had the most shortages nationwide of state-tested nursing assistants in 2020 and the first half of 2021. Monica Moran is a former nursing home worker organizer, and she says low pay is one factor contributing to the shortage.
By not raising the wages, by not having better staffing ratios in place, you didn't create an optimal work environment. And so by not creating that best work environment, you have less people interested in working there, and less people interested in working there. You had a perfect storm for the pandemic to do even more damage.
A June survey from the American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living found 94% of nursing homes have reported staff shortages in the last month. Moorhead State University was named 21st in the top 25 public regional universities in the South by U.S. News and World Report. The university was also recognized for best undergraduate teaching, best colleges for veterans, and made the list of best value schools. The rankings emphasize acceptance rates, graduation rates, admission selectivity, alumni giving rates, and small class sizes. MSU President Dr. Jay Morgan says the pandemic hurt this year's ranking.
We suffered a little bit of a retention loss last year coming into this year. And as a part of that, that kind of slowed a little bit of our momentum down. Of course, lots of people had that retention loss. We feel very sure it's because of COVID, and everyone else does as well.
Morgan says 2021 is the sixth consecutive year MSU has been listed as a top 25 school. The rankings include public and private institutions that grant bachelor's and master's degrees in 12 states of the South and will appear in the magazine's Best Colleges 2022 guidebook in early October. A man in Magoffin County was indicted over a shooting last week. WMKY's Devin Bartley has that story.
41-year-old Michael Perkins was accused of getting into an argument with another man, which allegedly escalated to the point that Perkins shot the man. A Magoffin County grand jury indicted him on September 15th on charges of first-degree assault, which carries a potential prison sentence of 10 to 20 years. Perkins is currently being held in the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center in Paintsville. No bond has been set. For WMKY News, I'm Devin Bartley.
And taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, including the cities of Mount Sterling, Flemingsburg, and Maysville. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 a.m. Lows around 64. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms before 5 p.m. Lows falling to around 57 by the afternoon. Wednesday night, a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with lows around 49. Thursday, sunny with highs near 62. Thursday night, mostly clear with lows around 46. And Friday, sunny with highs near 69. And on our feature segment today, Morehead State University has an ongoing challenge to encourage students and faculty to get the COVID-19 vaccine. WMKY's Keneally Roberts reports.
While MSU does not require students or faculty and staff to receive a COVID-19 vaccine, it's been strongly recommended. As a result, Russell Mast, Vice President for Student Affairs at MSU, says the university has issued a 30-day vaccine challenge, and it's gained considerable attention from students.
Dr. Morgan challenged all faculty, staff, and students to get vaccinated to try to help on our end for our community to get us to the 75-80% of our campus vaccinated. And so we've done a challenge to the students. And so far, over 1,000 students have uploaded voluntarily their COVID vaccination records.
To enter the challenge, students need to obtain at least one vaccine shot by September 30th and upload their vaccine record by October 1st. Mast says entering is easy.
So if they go to the My Morehead State portal, and if they'll look at the email that I sent them, it takes them straight to the portal where they can enter their information. And they just enter their information, and there's a couple questions that ask them if they live on campus or off campus. So we can kind of keep track of how we're doing with students who live on campus for a percentage and those who live off campus.
He says students whose names are drawn will be notified.
Each student whose name is pulled at random will get an email from me individually, letting them know that they have won what we're calling a Student Eagle Assist scholarship.
Those scholarships are then added to the student's account to be used as needed. However, Mast says money isn't the only thing being awarded.
We also are going to give away a couple of housing scholarships for next semester. We're also going to give away some iPads.
He says as a result of the drawings that have already been conducted, a considerable amount has already been awarded.
So we've already given out over $5,000 in awards to students so far.
However, challenge aside, Mast says he urges everyone who can to get vaccinated.
If they have questions or concerns, talk to their medical provider. And if they feel if it's safe for them, I would encourage them to do that. The quicker we can all get vaccinated and get herd immunity, the quicker we can get back to some kind of normalcy here on campus.
A similar challenge has been issued to faculty and staff. In an email update last week, MSU President Dr. Jay Morgan said around 54% of campus employees had already uploaded proof of vaccination. The goal of the challenge is to reach 80%. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, providing a curbside recycling service to residents of Morehead and Rowan County. Residential pickup is available every Sunday, accepting number 1 and number 2 plastic, cardboard, paper, electronics, and metal. Materials may be placed in any container available at the curbside for pickup and visible from street. More information by calling 784-1250.
It's 74 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Tanner Boyd, here with Rachel Turner. And we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Sarah Mead has a look at sports coming up. First, I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us on this Tuesday evening.
The Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team is looking to keep their momentum going this evening. For WMKY Sports, I'm Sarah Mead. The Vikings are on the road to take on West Carter. The team has won 8 of their last 9 games, including the last 4 straight. Still, head coach Steve Walters says the Lady Comets always make great use of the home court advantage.
I know that they kind of had a large graduating class last year, but are still kind of middle of the pack as far as like regional records are concerned. And going up there and playing, it's always a hostile environment. They have a pretty good fan base now, and they're pretty vocal, so that'll be challenging for us.
First set in Carter County this evening will get underway at 7 o'clock. Morehead State Volleyball is in their last stretch of prep time before conference competition gets underway. The Eagles will be opening up an 18-match Ohio Valley Conference slate on the road Friday at Austin Peay. Associate head coach Kristen Becker McBride says her squad will continue to make some touch-ups until then.
Some of our connections and forcing the middles a little bit more because they definitely have some opportunities because so much focus is put on Lohmeyer and Holzman on the outside. Our serve receive really looks good, but we can always pick up our serving a little bit. And then the other piece is the connection between our block and our back row defense and just making sure that they're working together and always a unit.
Game time against the Governors Friday is set for 7 o'clock. There's a new addition to the Morehead State University women's basketball team coaching staff. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Louisiana native Rashad Baker has joined the Morehead State women's basketball coaching staff as coordinator of recruiting operations. Previously, Baker served as owner and head coach of the New Orleans-based Lady Flames Elite AAU team for the past 6 years. Before beginning his journey with the Lady Flames, he served as the director of the Louisiana Lady Pumas Elite AAU team, led by Dee Brown, former Louisiana Tech standout. In 2015, the Lady Pumas claimed the AAU Division I National Championship that featured current WNBA player Kalani Brown, where Baker served as an assistant coach. Baker has also gained valuable coaching and recruiting experience working with Morehead State's newest head coach, Kayla Petrie, at South Plains College in Texas and at Gulf Coast State College in Florida. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Morehead State's soccer coach likes what he's seeing the days leading up to their conference opener. The team has shifted focus in the past couple weeks from defense. The Eagles have seen a lot of success in that area, especially from junior goaltender Michelle Jarantowski consistently making several saves each game. Now the team is going on the attack, and Coach Warren Lipka says success will come as his squad continues to make that push.
And I talk about with the UT Chad Duke coach, you know, it's finding that one person up there that puts a ball in, because a lot of people, we build well, we organize it, we get it to the end, and then we got to find somebody that's going to get it in there for us. So, you know, like I said, we just go back to work tomorrow and this week to keep on working on that.
The Eagles will face OVC opponent Eastern Illinois Saturday at 2 o'clock. Rowan County football is once again in the win column, but they'll need to keep up the effort if they want to stay there this season. The Vikings got a hard-fought win over Greenup County Friday, bringing the team to 3-2. There continues to be standout performances for Rowan. Head coach Kelly Ford says this past week it was senior running back Cole Wallace who managed to get over 200 yards under his belt in the game.
You know, he just come back and a great asset for our team, great leader. Had another great performance. I think he was 22 carries for 216. Came out and ran the ball really well. He got us going early on when he broke about three tackles and scored the first touchdown, and after that we just kept rolling.
The Vikings inter-district play on the road this week. Kickoff in Scott County is set for 7:30. Morehead State University football still has some downtime before they get their conference season underway. The team went 1-2 in the preseason, most recently falling to Austin Peay 59-35. But with those games out of the way, the team will get a week of pure focus and reassessment. Head coach Rob Tenier says the preseason is all about taking notes and getting better before it counts.
I think it's really important that we do that. And then we have an open week, and then we host Dayton for our first conference game. So looking forward to the challenge. And, you know, we had a great practice yesterday. And hopefully, if the weather allows us, we'll be able to get out and have another good one today.
Pioneer Football League action will get underway at home for the Eagles next Saturday. They'll be hosting Dayton with a 2 o'clock kickoff. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Sarah Mead.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays. Sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks fought to rebound from yesterday's rally but failed as the Dow Jones Industrial Average trended lower for most of the session. It actually closed in the red. And the Dow Industrials did lose 0.15% to finish at 33,920.49. Earlier, the Dow was up more than 300 points on strength that carried over from overseas markets, but that did not last. The S&P 500 was down 0.1% at 4,354.17. And the NASDAQ Composite managed a small gain of 0.2%, finishing at 14,746.40. Asian markets were stable overnight, which did help sentiment in the U.S. initially, after fears grew yesterday that the liquidity crisis at Chinese developer Evergrande would lead to a global contagion. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was up 0.5% after dropping more than 3% yesterday. Investors are definitely paying a lot of attention to Washington in the next couple of days. And, of course, tomorrow, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell will address financial people and the press in discussing the central bank's plans to taper its bond buying. And specifically, the big question is, when will that happen? Powell said last month that he sees the Fed slowing its $120 billion in monthly purchases at some point this year. And, of course, the Fed will release its quarterly economic forecast, the so-called dot plot, along with the statement on interest rates at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Struggling real estate developer China Evergrande, as mentioned, teeters on the brink of default and is due to pay interest worth $83 million this Thursday. Analysts largely believe Evergrande will miss the interest payment, and S&P sees a default as likely, which many worry could spread financial contagion the way the Lehman Brothers situation did 13 years ago. In the commodities markets, oil is up 0.3% at $70.51 a barrel. Gold was up 0.7% at $1,775.40 an ounce. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest down 25 cents at $7. Marathon Petroleum up 71 cents at $57.84. PPL Energy down 20 cents at $28.42. Fifth Third Bank down 31 cents at $38.23. Dollar General down 2.23 at 219.56, and CSX was down 6 cents to finish at 29.71. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Leanne Aker, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Wiley Tanner, Keneally Roberts, Lakin Hupp, Shamari Mosley, Ethan Jenkins, Devin Bartley, WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Keneally Roberts. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. We're all of the MSPR News team. I'm Tanner Boyd for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.